NATO defence ministers, including Luxembourg's Ulrike Bakkers, are meeting in Brussels today to assess airspace protection following recent drone incidents and Russian provocations. In the chamber today, plenary sessions are being held on the subjects of prison conditions and digital fraud in the banking sector. Luxembourg's chief medical officer has confirmed a minor COVID wave is underway with around 300 cases a week, but says there's no cause for concern. Moving to Gaza, and the slow return of the dead hostages has provoked anger in Israel, raising fears it could derail the ceasefire deal. Authorities in Indonesia have raised the volcano emergency alert to its highest level after Mount Liwatobi Laki-Laki erupted, spewing volcanic ash an estimated 10 kilometres into the sky. And tens of thousands of people protested in Brussels yesterday against government austerity measures as a national strike grounded all flights and disrupted transport. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. After a cloudy start, the sun will break out this afternoon. Temperature-wise, it's around 10 degrees this morning, rising to a high of 15 degrees in the afternoon.